Kids, it's time to come down front for Kids Corner. And Ginger's here this morning, so come on down.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Come on now.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about
you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
I love Jesus. How about you?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning? I want to ask you a question this morning, okay? How many of you guys have a family? Raise your hand. It looks like everybody has a family this morning, huh? We all have a family, don't we? God's given us someone, people that we can love each other and they take care of us and watch out for us. And families come in different sizes. Big, small, we have moms and dads and grandma and grandpas and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins and all these people that are a part of our family. Now, I want to share with you something about family this morning, though. We're kind of all connected with love. And it's kind of like a chain. And I want to show you something. Years and years ago, a long time ago, Jimmy, we met and married. This was our family, Jimmy and me. Little family, right? But we decided that we wanted our family bigger. So, we decided to have children. And we had three daughters, Tammy, Tracy, and Jamie. All of a sudden, our family become bigger, and we're all connected together, aren't we, with love. It's kind of my family chain. But you know what happened? Those girls grew up, and they decided they wanted their own family. And so they got married. And when they got married, they made my family bigger, because all of a sudden I got three sons, Pat, Greg, and Eric. So all of a sudden, my family was this big. There was eight of us. They moved off, got their own homes, but they were still my family, even though they didn't live with us. Now, one day, these three girls and my three sons decided they wanted to have their children. Guess what? They gave me eight grandchildren. That made my family this big. Wow. See how big my family's growing? Now, one of these days, believe it or not, Stephen and David, you're going to get married. And you're going to have children. And all of a sudden, my family chain is going to be huge. It keeps getting bigger and better. Now, we've talked about our family, kind of our home family. But you know what? When you're Christians, God gives us the blessing of another family, a church family. Look out there at all those folks out there, guys. That's your family. That's your Christian family, the family of God. They love you the same way. Whenever you're sad, they're sad. Whenever you do something goofy or when you do something cute, they all laugh because they love you and they're proud of you. Whenever you do something great, guess what? They're proud of you. Now, I want to show you. I've showed you my family chain, how big it is, right? I want to show you how big your church family is. Paul? Kind of keep your eyes on the guys. That is the size of your church family. You are on those, one of those pieces of chains, those circles. You guys are in that chain. This is your family. Okay, you can walk on around Jesse and just go right on back, okay? Thank you, hon. What do you think, guys? Is that a big family or what? That's your family, guys. That's what God's given us. That's a lot of family to love you, isn't it? Thanks, guys. Isn't that neat? When you're Christians, you have that extra special family, and it's a big one. Okay? Now, today, what I did, I brought you a little package, and it's got strips of paper in it. And when you go home, you can make the size of your family into a chain like that. And I put a little magnet in there so you can hang it on your refrigerator. And every time you can see it, you can think, oh my goodness, there's a lot of people that love me and care for me. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for such great things you do for us. You give us our home family, and then you give us a wonderful church family. We're a family of God, and we love you for that, and thank you for that. So be with us today, and let us continue to worship you, and be with the kids. We love you. Amen.